2015 is a banner year for solar system exploration. Although the European Venus Express mission and NASA's Messenger mission to Mercury are ending, other missions will be gearing up in 2015. NASA's New Horizons probe will fly by Pluto in July, and in March, another NASA probe, called Dawn, will enter orbit around Ceres, the largest asteroid and the closest dwarf planet. Also, the European Rosetta mission is continuing to return amazing images and new data from comet 67P, as that comet becomes more active as it approaches the Sun in August. Not enough excitement for you? In addition, there are 5 active missions now orbiting Mars, and 2 rovers exploring Mars' surface. Last year, NASA's Curiosity rover detected a 10-fold increase in methane gas, lasting 2 months, within Mars' Gale crater. On Earth, methane is the major component of natural gas, and it's mostly produced by bacterial and thermal decomposition of organic matter. Does Martian methane originate from bacteria or from a mineral reaction? At present, no one knows. But NASA's Curiosity rover, Europe's Mars Express, and India's Mars Orbiter mission are busy analyzing the Martian atmosphere to find out. These are clearly exciting times for the study of Mars. At Saturn, NASA's Cassini orbiter continues to return stunning images of the ringed planet and its retinue of moons. Cassini discovered that Titan, Saturn's largest moon, has lakes of liquid methane. Cassini also found that Enceladus, one of Saturn's icy moons, spouts geysers of water ice and vapor hundreds of miles into space. These geysers may originate from a subsurface ocean, a potential site for microbial life. You've been listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by members of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. I'm Art Tribina.